Now, what a brave choice.
Oh, wow.
To use
Do you think
that.
They knew? Do you think they knew the crash?
No, they did, because that was the it point. Was dark, you know what I mean? It was dark as shit, bro.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about Don't Fuck With Cats, by the way.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We're live, by the way.
Oh.
Baby, I'm howling for you.
Oh, fuck,
there he is, ripping a shoe apart. Now, it is undeniably a tune.
It is a fucking tune. But do you know what? It's only a tune because of that now.
Listen, he rapes and he saves, and that's it.
But do you know what I mean?
No, like, it was a tune way before that. It's in Waterboy.
Is it Waterboy?
It was a big American sports thing.
Sports. No, I've heard of sports. Squash and all. Racquetball.
That's why he dances.
That's why he laughs. I got one point.
In a review of 2019, Colin and Mickey discuss The Joker. Did you see it?
I did.
Did you like it?
I did.
Did you?
Ah.
I thought it was unnecessarily a Joker film, but sure, whatever.
See, I have a...
Sponsored by Diet Coke Zero today, folks. Uh-huh. Welcome to the General Butter Podcast. My guest today is Mickey Bartlett.
Good evening.
Shout out to Coca-Cola and other major corporations. Shout out to Big Pharma and Palm Oil. Good loves. Shout out to Palm Oil for keeping my palms greased.
And my dick soft.
I mean, smooth. I don't mean soft.
The dick is hard. Oh, rigid.
Do we need to move you closer to the camera? Because I'm way bigger.
Oh,
let me see.
You're definitely not bigger than Wormer. Fat the bastard after Christmas.
Fat the bastard.
Have you met him at double XL now?
What?
Uh-huh.
What do you say? Arabic?
Thank you. Fucking bubbles.
Anyway,
I think I've drank so much over Christmas. If I have anything fizzy, my brain goes, you're blocked again.
Oh, yeah. There you go. It's like you've had that, or what do you call it? Patching. It just fucking, you take a drink of water and you're back on it.
Yeah.
Let me just clear up some fucking admin before we get carry on here. Have you any shows to sell out, Mac?
The tour starts now on the 25th of January in the Armagh Marketplace, and then there are other available dates. If you follow me on Instagram and Facebook, you'll find them. I'm not sure whereabouts they are exactly, but one down, see it.
I have two shows at the SSE. They're like technically so... I mean, it's a hard one to call because all you can buy is individual seats. So you just got to say... The other thing is Lavery's on the 8th of January, which is a bigger lineup.
I notice I'm not on it. It's fine.
I'm trying... There's all the fucking... The new chaps.
No, but sure,
it's all the new guys.
It's all right. Give it to the ones that need the money. I'm all right. I am fucking crushing it.
Do you want to MC it? Because...
I'll be done anyway.
I'll probably call Lavery's whenever you want, Mick.
Thanks very much.
You know what I mean?
I appreciate it.
You know what I mean? It's like you owned a company, and then all the people run your company now, and you just call. In fact, I envy your position.
Well, it's a great position to be in
because you can just call in and be like, Mick's here, let us on. You know, and I'm out the back trying to figure out shit now, and you're just like, hey, I only have the 6 beer I'm driving.
Yeah, the new car too. 2 cars, nowhere to park them. Life on the road, baby.
Hey, let's go to Thailand and box some little boys.
Good luck of a laptop.
Isn't it funny how glitz and glam he was? How like someone's Andy did I sound there? And then
I think you spruce yourself up, Gary.
Do you know what's so funny? The fact that his second name's Glitter, and then his first name's still Gary. Like, obviously, he had, you know, that's a stage name. It's not like the Glitters.
From his real name is Barry Glitter.
Imagine that was really cheap. It's Ross Glitter.
Gregory Glitter.
But it's so funny that he's like, oh, I can change it to anything. What will I change it to? Well, I'll keep Gary. Oh my God, Gary Glitter, Vietnam. Is he on a tuk-tuk? No, it's funny that, like, yeah, under the fucking wig and all that shit, you're like, that's what he looks like. The most pedo.
Oh, without a doubt.
Of all time.
There's one with him and Savile side by side of that.
Why is
oh, make it go away.
The fucking, there he is, and he's got a small Asian child by the armpits, and he's probably gonna buck. I mean, it's a different world, isn't it?
Ah, oh, fucking hell.
You know, you're stealing my future, that bitch there, and you're like, here, take a look at fucking this check here. Jail pedo guy glitter, 30k hush money to sell child sex thing. Here, we're fairly get into it quick today, didn't we?
Fucking hell, no. I thought we were going to...
Anyway.
Talk about the festive Yule.
Well, we'll play this fucking intro and Jesus Christ, we'll get through it. The General Banter Podcast. We'll cleanse our palate of the people. Well, yeah.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make
long.
Your bladder
like
splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Very good.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis.
That's nice, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
So would you book any kids over Christmas?
That's been burning a hole in my body. No. A lot of celebrations.
Aye. A lot of thatches.
Now, let's clear this up. You give me slagging for my glasses. I've worn my different glasses today. How are you finding those?
Aroused, but terrified. Was that a wee yellow? That was dort.
It was onion.
Was it?
Yeah, don't let that come back over here. So yeah, I've got two pairs, but I've changed them up to the slightly more sophisticated ones today.
I mean, having made fun of the other ones, I do kind of miss them now.
I can put them on right now.
No, you're right, keep them on. I don't know about their changing your glasses like Clark Kent.
This one, you know, you feel like you're being seduced. The other ones, you feel like you're being interviewed or interrogated.
I like the wee nose bits there.
Yeah.
On the inside.
And it's incredible how clear I can see. You know what I mean?
No. Like I was like, I need to get mine tested.
I was walking around with a squint.
No, I definitely fucking head. Definitely my eyes tested. My girlfriend's bogging. No, but I do.
My granny
just
said that.
Driving, but
she got her cataracts. And she's like, I walked into him and I was like, who the fuck is this in my house? The wrinkles and all. And you're like, you're no fucking oil painting yourself.
You monkey.
You dirty
elf. You're looking in the mirror, granny.
You know, you fucking pig.
You fucking dirty elf. You
fucking bastard.
You're not but a smelly bitch. Stop. Fishy flaps.
You fucking gay bastard.
You fucking.
We were talking about just old school insults there.
No.
Fucking.
Fuck up you.
Fuck up you, you dickhead. Dickhead. When you separate dickhead, it's brilliant.
What? Who was it?
Yeah, you fucking dickhead.
Oh, when the fuck? When did somebody recently go to me, you wanker? I was like, that's a good one. I laughed.
I don't know. Text your man after.
Man, when did you call me a wanker? Christmas Eve, son. In the drug tank.
When you were wanking in the fucking control.
I was old. I drew you a spider plant. And I was like,
spider plant?
I'm the clue.
Do you remember I called into your house the other week and you opened the fridge and all the eggs fell out?
Yeah. And the cheese.
And the cheese. At the cheese off the floor. kicked the eggs under the
fridge.
It happened
like two more times after you left as well. I was like, Catherine, fuck's sake. Please turn into a fucking meringue.
When you have 13 eggs, leave in the fucking box.
Where do you even buy 13 eggs? Fuck's sake. They come in dozens or half dozens.
She stacked them up like fuck, like Jenga. Like egg Jenga.
I don't know what she was thinking. I'm hoping she was going, one of these bastards going to have to clean up eggs. Like, I'm hoping she did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
And not that she's got full-blown dementia.
Dimanche. That was a little shame interception there. Whatever you were like, are you in the house? And I was like, I'm actually eating a Subway at Lurgan. You're like, well, call Ryan, sure. I'm just wanking a bit.
I only asked you to come around. I thought you had to tell me.
So. You're like, that's just you covered in fucking Southwest.
You said Subway's all year. Give us a meatball and bring it.
Hey, you know Mickey Bartlett.
I'm hungry too.
He's the only comedian from Lurgan. Tell us, can you do one meatball?
And nutty
I'll give it. What do you need? £25.
Do you have any? Do you have any of that bread with a no crust on it? Doesn't like crust. Doesn't like Cody whore.
Tell us. Can you give him the meatball dry? And he likes a sauce separate. Because he, I don't know what he does.
I have one portion of meatball and one portion of marinara. That's not much. The portion.
Thomas, can you melt the cheese over the top of the sandwich? Is that too much to ask?
You used to do burgers. You wouldn't do us a favour. You haven't got the number for Domino's there.
Can I have a 6-inch and then you run around to the Chinese there and put a chicken ball special in it?
Do you do?
Whatever that's called. Put on the nachos in it?
Chicken ball special Subway sandwich.
I was behind this fella and he was very smartly dressed and the woman, I don't know what he ordered. You know, like someone was like a Mexican fiesta or whatever. Mm.
And the, Jadith,
yeah, the woman was like, do you want the nachos in it? And I was like, what are you eating, bro? Get a fuck, you know what I mean? You're a classy guy. Get a cappuccino like, and a fucking focaccia.
That sounds the kind of shit I would make whenever I work on the Subway. Like,
just to busy yourself?
Yeah, it was just like, how much shit can you put between two bits of bread? And then you'll eat your bread. You don't want to try and eat that.
I know. That's like when I worked in the cafe in the zoo briefly.
Yeah.
And they only sold like 5 ingredients, and you get real creative at lunchtime. You know what I mean? Like, what are you going for today? I'm like, well, I'm putting 2 sausages in a jacket potato, and I'm covering that in cheese, and we're going to deep fry that, obviously.
And I've made a loaf out of chips.
And I'm putting that on a cloud of coleslaw. And we're using
cinnamon. And a bed of gravy.
And we're, yeah, at a Heinz reduction.
I had a Heinz reduction once. It's awful sore.
I have to get it once a month.
The whole Heinz quarter was reduction.
Do you know what makes you absolutely fucking projectile whenever
gay people are.
When Kieran Bartlett's like, no, that fucking sweat line, oh, I call it. And you're like,
fucking.
You're like,
that's when he goes, smells like vinegar. You're like,
it smells like brown sauce. And you're like, on, hey, look at me in the eyes, on you. Sir.
It's even like
mine smells like it should, like cock.
Yeah, mine smells like butter.
Melissa.
Melissa.
If you try to explain that to people, Mickey used to have a bit where he pretended he had a PA.
Oh, he did it twice, because the third time people went, looked at me like it was that fucking mental. I was like, I can't ever do that again. It's not very funny.
Yeah, that was a bit too much of an insight, wasn't it? You know, what are your hopes and dreams? I hope I'm so fat.
Nobody believes I exist. I just want to be a recluse.
Manita. You would be you like that Mexican dude that's really fat.
I'd be like that guy.
And he's got the beautiful teeth.
I'd be like, no, the guy in Blade.
Yeah. You shine a torch at you like, ah! Day walker! My meatball touched my marinara! Fattest guy in world.
Summon the blood god! My mom comes in with the right beaner.
Some people do work, you know, ahead of their podcast, you know what I mean?
Oh, right.
Look at this wee Malaysian fat bitch here. Look at this guy. Jesus. He looks like the poop emoji. And it's racial. Like, that's how knackered you would be if you were fat as shit.
Fucking hell, like.
Which is how I mean, as soon as there's machinery involved, look at this guy working out. There's me in the gym. I need to see if I've It's so bad to make fun of him. Save image as, yeah, just, yeah, save it, fuck's sake. Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to be funny here and you're wasting time.
He's using himself as a bench to do curls only.
He's all curls. His whole body's curls.
Curls and wet.
So this is the dude I was thinking. Look at him lifting his tit up there.
Oh, Christ.
There you go, sweat.
He's a handsome wee devil.
he's fucking.
He's smiley face with his tummy. It's like his torso's going, this is what you're going to look like after the stroke.
I just talk. Oh my god. Look at this.
I smell toast, mama.
This guy's doing fucking work.
Here, I can't make fun of anybody. I've got fucking 2 horses. I've got that fat over Christmas. I was walking through a pub the other night and I bumped into somebody with a bit of my body I didn't have in November.
Knocked the pint over. We were
swear
fucking.
Fuck, I was all, what's that there?
With your fucking bingo wing extension.
Oh, shocking.
Sorry, what hit you there? Was it one of my?
Was that one of me?
one of my muffin trays?
Was that my soggy bottom? Was that a bacon termic? No, I've shat myself.
Was that my turn chair hit you?
My Tex-Mex fell out.
Speaking of Tex-Mex,
my stuffed crust.
I was left alone with the chai last night. Because by the way, I did the last podcast, which I thought it was just like, oh, Maureen, we'll do a podcast, we'll talk about this shit, you know, whatever. And then massive response. Loads of people send us messages, you know, very touched. People tell me, guys, Tesco's delivery man said he was crying in the van.
I've heard a lot of people say they're crying, and that's why I haven't watched it, because I just can't. But dealing with that. I've realised that since Maureen's been unwell, my entire response has been to go, I'll fuck up and be all right.
She's not unwell, though. That's the fucking, you know, that's the confusing bit. She's for the most part, grand, but she's got to get some shit done. But I was going to say, oh, yeah, so she went in the hospital, and then I just went down to her parents' house, and I was like, oh, I should have stayed here. I was like, I'll mind the baby down there, so if I need any help.
Aye.
Even though nothing has changed, I'll still do the things we normally do.
Aye.
More, you know what I mean? Except, obviously, he went on to, like, formula, and then you can get the little pre-packs, right?
Yeah.
But they don't agree with his wee tummy. He likes the freshly made ones, you know what I mean? And right, you know, understandably so. But it is amazing though that you're like, oh, you can't breastfeed your baby, but you can't actually just go to the shop and buy this shit, and it, your baby is alive still.
Aye, but will immediately shit and boke.
He's not a boker.
Oh, is he not a boker now?
No, he boked like twice, maybe. It was only a wee bit ever. Doesn't like to waste the food, do you see?
But like, it does like shitting.
But like, but I think, you know, when he's breastfeeding, you know, you do like wee shits all day, and that was grand. With this thing, it's sort of like it goes in, and it takes such a while to build up, and then you'll get like probably more than 24 hours where he hasn't shit.
My nephew's the same.
And then he's crying, and then...
Aye. You see the leg lift up? Like,
tsunami.
Like, yeah.
No, well, what he was... I mean, I was... He'd slept a wee bit, and then fed at like 12, and then didn't fucking go to sleep between 12 and like 3, half 3 or 4. I don't know what the fuck time it was. Fed him again. He was like, just crying. Couldn't settle him. And then the waft of shite, I was like, well, he's shit now. And I took an abbey off and I was like, oh, fair play, good lad. And I was cleaning that up. And then as I thought I was done, and just as I got the other nappy under, it was as if literally just like a leak had sprung.
Aye.
Just... And it just kept... It was literally like you had a tub of fucking butternut squash soup out of Sainsbury's and you just jammed a hole in it and it was just going... And it just kept coming out. And I was like, trying to get shit under it. And it was just cut all over the changing mat. It was just like Alex Mack just leaking out.
Oh, dripping
with it. And I was like, And this is like 4 in the morning. Like, it's so cold in the middle of the night in your house. And I'm just like, trying to fix this shit. And then fucking, oh my God, what a cleanup job. And I was literally like, I'd run out of stuff. Because I wasn't accounting for the fact that it was going to, you know, need like 7 tiles and a fucking squeegee. Fuck, he's dead coach caused me well rift.
Gaseous rift.
And so fucking I'm just using other nappies to be like push that together and then put it in the wee shitty bag and everything, and I was shit everywhere, like fucking on my trousers, on my fucking, you name it, on my fucking fingers. There was shit on my toe because I was sitting on the floor with my legs crossed. That's the other thing fucks me off about baby stuff. They assume, and it's probably for the most part, women are going to be doing most of the care for a baby.
Uh-huh.
So everything for a guy is low and small and fucking pokey and you're like, and you've done that for 5 hours during the night. Now you're like, well, now I've spina bifida. Can't move my goddamn trap because I've been holding this fucking baby, trying to feed it like in the pissing cold. But it was, oh my God, fucking disaster. And then he was exposed for that long that I was trying to clean him up, and then I was trying to fucking, I was like in the bathroom at 4 in the morning or something, trying to baby wipe his legs and all, and then he started shivering. I was like, don't do this to me now.
God love,
don't embarrass me. And then I'd fucking wrap him up and all. I was like, and meanwhile we're in a, you know, big giant house on a luxurious couch. We're not like in a fucking bus shelter here. Like, like, what's going on? This is so dramatic for no reason. But I swear to God, by the time I got read up, I was like, you know, did I just clean up after a fucking nightclub here? Like, it was...
Was Mickey here?
Did Mickey stay over for one night? But it was just so much... It was just heavy bags of shit, basically. And I was like, oh my God, it was so fucking traumatic. And then he just, you know, slept a wee bit and then woke up again and then shit again. Not as dramatic, but like another big hefty shit. Like, he just wouldn't sleep, the bastard.
I went and saw my sister. So my nephew's won a couple of weeks. So that was a few weeks ago, and he'd, like, I mean, fucking, because he's on solid food, I mean, he's doing man shits.
Yeah.
Like, a shit, you're going, that's the same size as you. Like, that's, I don't even know how it came out of you.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also, like, he's mad to get standing up, and just, he's really fucking active. So my sister set him down, took his nappy off, was like, oh, that's a big, oh, turned around to get a wipe, and he just fucking flipped on his belly and started crawling away with shit. Just like grabbing him, like, fuck you. Like, I'm trying to kick him back there. Like,
I know, it's so fucking gross. That was him, like, last night, literally in a puddle of fucking sweet potato soup. Legs just kicking away and all over the back of his legs and all, and I'm just like...
My sister said she got shit, like, up her nose at one point. Recently as well, like, same thing, my nephew's kicking about, just like, there's a piece of shit in my nostril.
That's fucking gross. It's weird that it's not so gross yet, but it's still not pleasant.
Like. Aye. But I think it's that there's an evolutionary thing involved. If it's yours, you're like, fuck, I'll be alright.
Aye.
You know what I mean? Because my nephew shit and I'd be like, you can sit in that until your mother gets home.
Aye. That's for you. Aye.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
That was like, I told the story before in the podcast, whenever I was hungover and we had that, and I was living at home and had the dog, and I came down, had to feed the dog first thing in the morning, right. And I opened the tin of fucking whatever it was, and the gravy flicked up on my teeth and fucking nose and all, and I was just like, I couldn't like shut my mouth again, so I was just like, I got gravy on my teeth.
I told you about the time I tried it. I was eating dog food to try and impress a girl, didn't I?
What the fuck? Right. You see, my other story was, I was at a house party once, and some drunk girl thought it'd be funny to like try and rub a sachet of like kitty cat on my face, and I near killed that bitch.
Well, what happened was,
I'll fucking put you through a fucking kitchen cabinet, you bastard.
I was 15 or 16, and my cousin had a kid, so we were all over in England for the christening. Him and his brother were blocked and eating dog food, but like staring at each other when they were eating, and then looking away to go, because very toxic masculine thing to do, but very, very funny. And then one of my cousins went, just because you don't have the balls to do it, and I knew there was a girl I kind of fancied at the party, and I was like, what you think I don't have the balls to do it? And he put the can of dog food down and opened it, and I just like stared at him, stuck my hand in it, just rammed it in my gob, and immediately went like hunger struck.
Hunger.
Why have loyalists not done that song?
Oh, fuck's sake.
I was called with a pound of explosives.
Hunger.
And I knew I was going on the drinking.
Playing the start bit on the flute. Oh, I can't even do it. What about flutes, bro? Get a different fucking... play after the ad for Helms.
I flutes pulled that.
Fuck. A fucking 12-minute ad for Helms. I'll tell you what. I bet there's some of my AC/DC fans going, tell you what I love.
Big jar of mayonnaise.
Starving. This is getting taken off YouTube. AC/DC aged bag, anyway.
Oh, amazing. Do you like them?
Nah, bro.
I fucking love AC/DC.
Same shit. That's my face when I hear AC/DC. Boring.
That's what I do to my tits when I hear them.
Lift up my tits. Yeah, we're absolutely getting kicked off YouTube for that one.
Oh, yeah.
What was I going to say? It's 2020, the more.
Aye.
It's been 20 years since Y2K.
Uh-huh.
How's your computer holding up?
Dead on, to be honest with you. Yeah. The VTech still working.
Class.
Still the
spell cat.
The doggy still says woof. The pussy still says meow. And the whale still says...
spell cunt. Class. The best... I remember... I talked about this recently on something. The best ad I've seen was... the McDonald's one where the guy went down with a hangover to McDonald's, like on the first, you know, like the first day after Y2K. And he opened the burger and it still had a gherkin in it. And he went, oh. And he took it out and didn't eat it and just ate the burger. I thought it was like fucking brilliant.
That's fantastic.
But do you remember that was fucking crazy? And you'd be like, bro, how am I going to survive when my 128 megabyte MP3 player doesn't hold two songs anymore?
I remember being at like a family party at 5 to 12 and thinking, should we not get out of here because this is in a flight path? Like, do you remember, like, I remember thinking planes were going to fall out of the fucking sky, like, but again, we were only 12, what did I know?
And were still we 12?
Yeah, roughly were.
I can't remember. Yeah, you would have been?
Yeah.
12, 13?
12, 13, yeah.
Jesus Christ, I was probably wanking.
Yeah, I fucking lost my virginity,
I was like, just, if we have no internet tomorrow, I make it cracking. I don't even know if I was using internet.
Just imagine stuff.
No, it's mad. All the things you're used
Lara
to.
Lara Croft, Denny's, squares.
I know. Listen, I have fucking 6 pixels to go and fucking blow a load over here.
I can't wait to meet a woman like the corners off her tit.
Oh my God, there's a bit in Jake Nukem where there's a stripper.
Remember that? You can buck a stripper.
There's 9 pixels and makes a tit. And it goes,
you ever see Doom with that bad guy? Has 3 fucking titties. Total Recall.
Anyway, Johnny's having a party on Saturday and we're all going
to... We're doing Ratchet. What time is it? Friday? Channel 5, huh?
I have my fucking tear away Adidas pants for easy access. So we've also got the CD deck, so I'll be blasting with Energy 106. It's all good.
Sony X Nightclub Lurking.
The other week on the podcast, I went through like a full list of just bangers from that era. Right. It's great. It's great stuff.
I do love an old late 90s, early 90s dance bangle.
Do you remember the end of Shane's wedding?
No.
fuck.
I think I left Shane's wedding early, hammered. I was absolutely ball bagged at Shane's wedding.
Well, no, because we were in my hotel but I room think after I left, and you were kissing me.
But I think I left the wedding. Oh, fuck. Dave sent me a video the night of the twilight moments of Woody's wedding, and I was just like...
Oh, my God. I've one on my phone somewhere, and it's Woodsy, like he's on fucking, you know, Step Up 2 at the streets or whatever the fuck it's called. He's like dancing in the middle of the dance floor.
As is his want on his big day.
This one's like,
but,
yeah.
But it's good to watch, like...
This is me.
Meow, meow. Fuck. Do you know
what's... In the background going, mistakes are being made.
Yeah. Stay sober. Sure. Fucking... I had a gig that night. So I drove to fucking... And by the way, that drive from there to Enniskillen, I nearly bought a new car the next day. I was like, I need a... Defender, I need a new car. But I got back and ran in and got changed and came out, and it was 11 o'clock and I still got shit faced.
I was in bed by 2.
And you had like 7 hours on me. Like,
it's,
you were just lost.
Man, I, like, honest to God, this is, I dropped Aaron McCann home, started driving from Oman back to Lurgan, realised I was still hammered. Whitney Houston came on the radio and I started crying. Like, I was fucking hammered.
Jesus,
that's probably the drunkest I've been in a very, very long time. Like,
yeah. And I'm drunk every day.
And I am drunk constantly.
I don't know how you have the fucking stamina for it. Do you not sometimes roll up on a pint and just be like, fuck's sake, here we go.
But
I'm not a person.
But it's one of them things where, like, the last load of fucking sessions I've had have been like the sesh. It's been like we're going out and fucking.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like fucking. There's nothing to be done. It's kind of like, it's Christmas, I mean, I was going to have a good night. Exactly. And it's catching up. Because I've been away that long as well. I'm always, like, there's a lot of, like, fuck, I haven't seen you in a year.
Yeah. Bit of a buzz about it. Like.
Yeah.
No, it's weird. Like.
But I am, I mean, it's New Year's Eve and I would fully love to just not imbibe at all.
Imbibe?
Mm.
Now, when you were with the lady woman the all night with her family and you went...
That was, I know.
What was the thing?
It was like, do you know what it was? Their family go fucking mad on Christmas night. And I was trying to get, because at one point I was like, right, we'll do a fucking little bit of the bubbly, but we'll do like a Christmas Carol version of it, right?
Okay. And,
but not, none of them knew when to stop going fa-la-la-la, so I had to literally be like, that took 6 goes. So I had a half a bottle of fucking Prosecco.
That giant cup that takes the full bottle.
Trying to do that fucking video. And then, there's just, we all just drinking, no one knows what to do. I'm just like, well, that's not the problem.
What was the thing where you're like, what led into it, and you all drank?
So they all go like, fa la 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 la. And it was supposed to go like,
oh, yeah. Like, better, blah, yeah,
but like, they were all fucking tongue deaf
just,
as fuck.
And then like, it just went to silence. We're like, yeah, good. And I was like,
I know, that bit was weird. Even I was like, this is awkward as fuck. But my God, what a night. Drunk as fuck. Was I out in Boxing Night as well? Yeah, we went down to my house and drank in Boxing Night. Played the traditional Bartlett family steaming board games. We're just getting... absolutely doomed to try and play Trivia Pursuits.
I fucking hate games, man. I hate them.
Anytime. Because all we do is slag each other off like, the whole way through it. Like,
we had a couple of drinks. The only time I drank was Christmas Eve. Was it Christmas Eve? And I was just like, I could have drank or not drank. And we drank all that whiskey you give me. Like,
it wasn't that big a bottle, was it? It wasn't.
What's a bottle of whiskey like? You know what I mean? Really? Drink a bottle of whiskey.
First, I think Christmas Eve.
And a pint of beers and all, but it was just like, what am I doing?
Aye. See, my sister got engaged on Christmas Eve, so me and my dad took her fiancé to the pub. And then...
the kneecap the boss?
Aye, bro. What's your intentions with that fucking week? You're going to house in Shelby. Do you like her? Are you going to go where?
What's these fucking notions you have here?
Dad, well, it's been 10 years and I would see if you fucking don't treat her well. But there was a point where, like...
What are your thoughts on children?
So my sister and her fiancé, and their son went home. So then it was just me and my dad and my mum on Christmas Eve, and they don't like each other. So my mum went to bed, and my dad made me watch a conspiracy theory video and then fucked off himself, and I was just sitting on my own like, I want to drink all the rest of this here, fucking well done for getting engaged, Prosecco, fuck yous.
Now that I have you, let me discuss the Gulf of Tonkin.
It's not too bad now. Still chafes when I walk.
The only thing...
That'd be a great... That's a great nickname for the Gooch, isn't it? The Gulf of Tonkin.
The Bay of Pigs.
Of course, leading into Ground Zero.
Oh, shit. I started watching that Vietnam War documentary, the Kate and Burns one.
Better than it.
Lethal. Fucking hell. If you need to know any information, guys, I've just been sort of fucking breastfeeding this fucking child. Watching Vietnam documentaries.
Raising them right.
On September 26th, 50,000 men were killed. And you're like, ah!
Do you know what? It's because that's the one, do you know, like, there's that famous photo of the fucking,
oh, Jesus.
The guy with his gun, the gun to the fucking prisoner's with the head. But then they show you the video, and you go like, oh, that's what it looks like when somebody gets shot in the head.
Yeah.
Like,
not like in movies where they run around holding their head for a minute. You just crumble.
And literally just, but then you can see the blood just pissing in the air for about 3 seconds, and then just, like, ugh.
War. What is it good for? Nothing.
Making multinational companies a lot of money, and that increase from oil prices, weapons.
What
and,
a straight, I was watching that though, I was like, you know, literally at the end of it, everyone's literally going, we absolutely need to just go home because there's fucking no need for us to be here.
Yeah.
We're just counting bodies as a sign of we're doing well, and we're counting anybody.
Aye.
Whatever you want.
Like, can you see the difference between, like...
It doesn't mean... I think the guy... I'm paraphrasing, but the guy's basically like, it doesn't mean we're pussies that we're walking away from this. Aye. It means we're being sound.
Aye.
Because we're killing people for no fucking reason.
It's not that we're lost.
Aye. It's just it's like... Just,
we're treating very quickly.
You know, it's like...
For the good of all the people we killed. It's fucked. But that's... I always think it's like... Because I love an old war documentary. Like, have you seen the Ken Burns, the World War II one? It's pretty good.
No, it's my next endeavour.
But like...
Colour one?
Yeah. It's like, if you see the difference...
Have you seen Ken Burns?
I've never actually have. Awful silky voice on him, but... You've done it wrong. For us, getting the word Mexican Ken Burns.
Don't you fucking tell me what it is. Silken?
Is that him?
Speaking of Silken?
Jeez, he looks a bit like...
A fucking... He eats skin.
But he also looks like he's like, this is the planet Uranus.
Oh, yes. Brian Cox.
Yeah, so...
Look at me, Ian.
He also looks like he's got Arlene Foster's wig on.
Yeah.
He looks like if one of the Bee Gees pretended to be Arlene Foster.
He looks like if Jackie Chan was white.
He looks like if Jet Li was white.
Yeah.
He looks like if everybody from Ong Bak was white. It's awful racist, I'm very sorry.
It looked like if Simon Pegg was going to Halloween.
Fucking Simon Pegg.
As Ringo Starr.
It actually looked like if Simon Pegg went as Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. No, that's not as funny. Yeah. That's not as funny at all. Cut that one out. Shh. We'll go back to... It looks like everybody from Ong Bak was white. You do your one, and I'll think of another one.
It looks like if Jet Li was Jackie Chan.
If Jet Li was Jackie Onassis. Don't even know what that means. Oh, another coke game, Ma.
It looks like if Jeremy Corbyn actually fucked Arlene Foster.
Don't you ever fucking bring...
Look at him there with the tan. What a creepy cat.
Fucking hell, the tan doesn't fit him at all.
It's so funny the way, like, you can't keep dyeing your hair when your beard is grey. You know what I mean?
That's a wig, but isn't it? It's bound to be a wig.
It has to be. Like, people get so attached to their hair, don't they?
I mean, it literally is attached to you. Well, not you, but...
But, like, it's fucking, like... Bro, what are you doing?
No.
You gotta just go grey. There he is there, proving that he makes films. Got camera on shoulder. That's not his accent, I imagine that was his real accent.
Vietnam War, what terrible, weren't it?
Oh, fucking body count was mental.
Charlie don't like surfing, apparently.
What do you call that guy they keep bringing up? Lieutenant Westmoreland. Westmoreland.
West. Isn't it West? Not West. Nope. You sure? Oh, it is West. Fuck, I thought it was West.
Westmoreland. Oh, it was all one word. Oh, I thought that was two names.
So did I, to be honest with you.
I'm pretty sure I seen a fucking, you know, he's wearing a shirt like this and it said like West on it. Anyway, because I kept hearing that and I was like, imagine what a cool name West is.
Yeah.
Just need West.
Yeah. West Gettys wouldn't work.
Fucking right it would, bro. We talking about?
Wouldn't.
Fucking right it would.
Is Kanye West? No, he's, that's his second name.
West Kanye?
I don't know.
West Kanye?
Kanye? What is the? Where for that man, Kanye?
So West said the first bit in Chinese, but anyway.
He's the fucking one. Is he the one from Apocalypse Now, or was that a fabricated one?
Like, it was a fabricated one, right?
But
I know, think it's the group. Yeah. I don't know what I mean.
Now,
yeah, he's the one who's like, let's just kill as many people as possible.
Yeah.
That was his whole plan.
Well, that was the thing. They had no other way to judge how they were doing other than body count, but they were literally going like, oh, well, there's a couple of families and a couple of kids.
Yeah, they were adding it all in.
And they were literally just going, yeah, we killed like thousands of people. And you're like, how many of them were the enemy? And they're like, ah.
Did I ever tell you about the guy I met? The guy I met at Glastonbury? Fucking.
Lieutenant Dan?
No, like, his name's Palfy. I don't know what it is, but he's like a walkabout, like street clown. But he was in the Vietnam War. Mm. So, whatever way it worked, because he was like he was getting fucking, what do you call it, like drafted, but didn't want to fight. So he ended up like being trained as a surgeon, because that was like the fucking, the guaranteed way that like you're not have to go out and actually fucking shoot, kill anybody. People, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Medical.
And for whatever reason, they were like, right, you're about to go home and you haven't been out in the shit, I believe was they call it in the movies. So they made him go out, like, to get fucking combat experience, right? It's a fucking awful story. And he says that, like, they're all in this fucking tank. The tank gets hit with a fucking...
water balloon?
Like, yeah. Gets hit with a fucking rocket launcher or something. He run into the tank to see if anybody was still alive, and he goes, he literally went, I don't know how much, I assume there's only about 8 to 9 pints of blood in the human body. Yeah. And when I look in this tank, the one guy who was still in it, his face was floating in just fucking red liquid. Like, the guy was fucking vaporized. And he's telling you the story, we're all like that. But the whole time, he's like, fucking, like big red nose on the fucking, like. Yeah. And I was like,
Shit. Hey. But the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, The gear is swag, you know. The music is great.
Did you ever see the thing? Because like it's one of them ones as well with the level of propaganda they had to fucking get involved in. Because there was a documentary, I think it was Jeremy Clarkson did it, and it was about how the American gun, that the M16, was shit.
Right.
So there was constantly breaking. What they would do was like all the dead Vietnamese, they would just take their AK-47s and use them.
Okay.
And then any time a newspaper or like our fucking reporters turned up, they were like, right, let's give us those AK-47s back, and then gave them all M16s just to hold. Because they were like, we're getting so much fucking money for this shit. Like,
yeah, because I mean, like I was half asleep when I was listening, but there was a lot of stories where like the old Viet Congs absolutely decimated, you know, or like ambushed the Americans, yeah. And they'd have to just like try and cover it up and be like, like 76 people killed, and they're like, nah,
they're probably all just deserted, bloody communists.
Yeah, they're all injured.
No, they're all just smoking weed in there.
Faintly.
Injured as fuck.
Yeah, shot in the leg and the head.
Oh, fucking hell.
It's why, I mean, I've been in that Vietnam War Remnants Museum, and like, it's such a fucking, like, weird mind fuck, because outside you're all like ding 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 ding.
Aye.
Ding 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 ding. It's all tanks, and you're like, this is class. Then you go inside, and it's like, the people are still here, Wes. They grow 3 legs from 8 and orange, and you're like, oh, it's all right. Sorry, I'm dead.
Wasn't the same Irish.
I know.
War's bottle.
I'm sorry, can I use your toilets?
can I buy one of me rubbers to make a baby better?
Can I buy a wee fucking rainbow rubber, please?
Do you have a canteen?
Oh, that Agent Orange. Jesus, no.
Yeah.
That's, someone's taking the piss there.
What's up, lettuce?
Oh my god.
Ken Burns again.
When she's all, do you want to go past McDonald's?
You bad cunt.
Oh, mate. That's fucking...
When your dad's Vietnamese and your ma's a butt plug. I swear to God, I'm going to hell. I'm going to actual hell.
That's fucking horrible.
But that's basically...
First look at the bananas and pajamas live action movie.
Well, we know where we're going.
Straight to cancelled. It's been lovely being on a podcast, Colin.
Thank nice. God there's no
video. That's fucking shocking. Like, and what's that? That's from Chernobyl, is it?
Agent Orange. That's the fucking...
I didn't know there was fuck. I thought...
Chemical warfare, but it's like...
Right, this is. I always thought Agent Orange was fucking like...
Similar to like Chernobyl or something. Yeah, it's like just chemicals in your thing. Right. It's like everyone's deformed and fucking...
Fuck me.
All sorts of shit for years afterwards. But like, that's what this fucking place is like. Outside, it's the, you know, the glamorous...
Well, that's how they get people to keep fucking joining the army. Do you know what I mean? Like, what was it, the Gulf War, the first one, where they used, like, depleted uranium fucking bullets?
What? Are you shooting fucking werewolves or something?
No, but, like, big fucking... Not bullets, like, in a machine gun, but, like...
What, mate?
Fucking hell.
That guy has no eyes, like...
That's fucked, like...
Not like he lost his eyes, like, completely smoothed over, didn't get eyes. What the fuck? But yeah, that's...
Like, that's the difference too. If you watch like a World War II one where you see the fucking veterans and they're like, they're still kind of proud because they fucking fought the Nazis. If you see any Vietnam veterans and any of those, they're all like, what the fuck was that about?
Yeah.
Like, why were we made to go and do that?
No, I think there was a lot of shame put on them when they came back and stuff. Mm. Just because it was fucking... It was like fully senseless, like it just didn't even make sense. Which is what senseless means.
Fucking bad time, sir.
Terrible crack altogether. And that was me at 4 a.m. trying to squeegee shit off the floor while watching that in the background. Fucking nightmare. Now, I tell you what though. The result of many, many invasions and wars and colonizations has led to some of the finest cuisine. You know what I mean? Pho?
The jambon.
Okay, I was kind of strictly talking about the Vietnamese food.
Oh, well.
But the jambon certainly is fantastic.
The French went to Vietnam as well. They were there first. True story.
You can't take soup for your packed lunch. You got
not at all.
You need a pastry with a pizza.
Oh, exactly.
Jambons are nice, bro. Here, speaking of food, we went round to... I don't know what it would be, Maureen's mum's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the corner there.
Aye.
And the food we had the other night, Jesus Christ. Unbelievable.
Good shit.
You know when you're like, you know, I like to think I can cook and I'll put on a nice spread.
No.
And then you go around there and it's like, you're like, this motherfucker's dishing out crab.
Oh, fuck.
He had crab, it was crab, salmon and prawn all diced up in like a mousse type thing. Sounds rank. See when you put it on like a wee piece of toasted bread. Oh my god! And there he is.
You mean toast?
What'd I say?
Toasted bread.
Yeah.
You mean like a?
I said it backwards because I was gonna say cracker, but it wasn't.
Don't. That's our word.
No, our word's retard.
Oh.
But that and then not fucking bad. Just all these. He'd made these wee pies with like fucking. It was basically like a jambon because it was like creamy.
Mashed up fish, was it?
No. It was like ham and turkey,
uh-huh.
But like cheese, and then in a wee tiny pie, like it was about the size of a muffin. I didn't talk to anybody. Like, how was such a, I don't know, my head was down. Going
in
at
the
it.
Game.
I had fucking half a pound of crab meat. Wasn't even sick, though. Which is the joy of, now, that's the scary bit.
Ever since you've had all that, you haven't stopped giving it all that.
That's funny. Now, yeah. MC Beezer. That's come up on my YouTube there.
MC Beezer. I want to enjoy my Christmas, but I'm going to be honest with you, folks. When people die because of war.
He's a new Eminem.
Aye.
Shout out to Shane. He's a prolific creator of content. But the work that he puts in to transforming himself into a character... It's non-existent.
I was going to say, I actually think he's become very method. Because ever since Mike McGoldrick became famous, he's become a cunt.
Oh, you know, Shane,
he's a bit like, there was like an interview with Ricky Gervais, and they were like, oh, it was, might have been that actor studio, and they were like, can we speak with David Brent? And he goes, let me get in character. There you go.
Yeah.
That's Shane. Who am I, MC Beezer?
Go ahead. Has there been a few of them where he's like, can we speak with, and they've actually gone in the character?
Yeah.
Adam Sandler's like, yeah, what did you
do? Whoa, tank. So what was I talking about? I don't know. We've kicked up, by the way, this guy's podcast is amazing.
Oh yeah?
James English. He's a Scottish guy that just talks to fucking lunatics. There's the Johnny Adair one I watched.
24 months. No other
living next door to y'all.
Just probably.
Let me just watch this ad for Game of Thrones.
Fuck you, YouTube.
Mantle torture. They probably thought he'll hang himself, but they were wrong. Mm-hmm. I never had a physic for a full year. I never seen anyone for a year. Only the two screws that mate came in the morning, give me my breakfast or whatever. So
is that trying to break you?
Well, I believe it was, but it never worked.
It's a phenomenal listen. Shout out to Johnny Adair for every single interview he does. He's like, if I was just born like 2 meters down the road, I would have been a rat.
I'd have been a cofflick.
Cofflick. So Belfast to say visit instead of visit. Isn't it?
Fizzy. No, that's the right word. Fizzy.
I talked about him last week, but the guy that was working the door at the Odyssey, and he was Mr. Belfast banter, like, and we tried to throw a wee bit of banter back at him, me and Butler, and he immediately backed down, like, hold on a second, I don't quite know how to... Davey, tell him I'm the one that does the jokes around here. I don't know how to answer him. Hold on a second. I said a funny thing, and then you said a funny thing, and then I run out of funny things.
I'll do what I do on the internet. Nope,
Davey, give me many chatters. I need many chatters, quick, for comfort.
These two boys came to visit me.
I said, see, once hit the buzzer, I tell him, put the fiver in the slot, and there is no slot for a fiver. It's not funny. And I went, clicked all the money. I was like, you need to make the money. Have you can, maybe you can buy some new Christmas decorations. What's wrong with Christmas?
Don't know. I'm just laughing because there's one there's one 2 foot piece of tinsel and that's it. I'm only joking, mate.
I thought it looked nice,
mate. Please,
I'm just gonna get in the lagging at lunchtime,
mate. No, finish your fucking mini cheddar. Fuck up.
I only got this job because I like.
I was some crap.
Oh fucking hell.
I love that though. I love just a character, you know. Class.
Excuse me, I'm gonna burp.
Don't stop it.
I couldn't help it.
Fuck's sake. So we're at 48 minutes. We'll delve into the world of women and comedy one more time.
I don't know if I can.
Everyone's been kicking off.
I've had a really nice time today.
Everyone's kicking off. People are, you know, people keep.
Here's what I will say.
People send me screenshots and being like, you know, there's people out there, you know, giving off about the types of lineups that are going out there. And I used to have energy for it. I used to be like, listen, that's the way it is. There's not a lot of women in comedy in Belfast. Also, you're in Belfast. There's not a lot of comedy in Belfast, really, compared to any other city. And you're just like, I think one of the statements was that they were bored of the lineups. And you're like, sorry.
Do you know what, right? Because I don't normally bite on this one. And the one that got me was when one of the statements was...
That's what she said.
One of the statements was, I'm not trying to do this for a living. I just like doing it as a hobby. And I was like, well, if you like doing it as a hobby... Do not then start to fucking post shit about people that are trying to do it for a living.
No, and actually doing it for a living.
Yeah, actually doing it for a living.
Like, you sacrificed a lot of shit and went through a lot of shit to the point where you can make a living from it. You know?
And then it's like, you're allowed to publicly fucking talk shit about us. And when you try to have a rational conversation, it's like, no. We need more women in comedy. I agree. We need more women in comedy.
Yeah. We need more fucking...
Like, we need more funny people in
better,
comedy.
Better comedians.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It used to be like, you know, I run a comedy club and I'm like, it's not my fucking responsibility to fill quotas and get people on a lineup and whatever. The more I think about it, it gets right down to this. I don't care if anyone else does stand-up. Because it's stand-up.
Right.
You do it by yourself. I don't give a fuck.
No, see, I
don't give a fuck if no one else does well, or if they're a fucking girl or a boy or whatever. Well, I don't give a fuck about you.
I disagree.
As long as I'm creaming it, you right. can all fucking die.
See, that's what I think, right?
Isn't that right?
I think as a club comic, which is, you know, more friendly attitude to have than Zafiora over here. No, I think...
If I quit comedy, I turn around with Mick, I'm going to stop comedy, you'd be like, oh, that's really sad, man. Anyway, you would... No one cares right. about...
I'd be like, well, I can finally move to England then.
But see when you say something like, you know, oh, there's way more dudes than women. It's like going, oh, the grass is green, isn't it? And what?
Right.
It's just, but so what?
But there's the thing that I'm trying to say is that, right, see when it comes to like a fucking club night, like a fucking a show night where there's five or six different people on, right? The six comedians should be thinking, right, are this audience having a good time? Because they're the ones that are paying the fucking wages.
Well, that's the thing. Right? People who are doing it as a hobby don't understand that at a certain point it becomes a business.
Yeah.
And that means people are paying for a product. The product is laughter. Yeah. And it actually doesn't really matter what vessel the laughter is in.
Yeah. There's a bunch of people in this one particular thread that were going, promoters should be out looking for new talent. And you go, that's not a promoter's job. That's a producer's job. A promoter promotes the gig. They don't... Like, I've never had anybody fucking come to me somewhere and then go, hey, Ken, I like it. You're good. You want to come do this gig?
A promoter should have comedians on that are making the audience laugh.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And it's your responsibility to fucking bait the doors down.
See at the fucking very core of it, the good people are getting work.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is.
And that's across fucking straight dudes.
There's nobody.
Gay women,
there's no
fucking.
There's nobody
black dudes, like.
There's nobody that's class
that's being overlooked.
That is being ignored because of them being a girl or whatever the fuck, or a fella. Or there's. I mean, no one's shedding a tear for the wealth of shit fellas out there.
No,
man, I really think you should give that guy a try. I know he's done four gigs there and at. Fucking a buffet of cock every time.
He's going through a bad time.
But you should give him another go. And you're like, really? I think a total of 40 minutes.
Do you know what's
and
also...
And he hasn't been funny,
you know what's also
for all 40 of
it's
them?
Also... One of the major problems with it is, right? And I think I've said this before. No, for some reason, comedy is the only one where nobody goes, you shouldn't do this anymore. It's not good for you. Right? Because...
It's because it looks easy. You know, it just
looks
like...
Yeah, but there's tons of people that now call themselves comedians that fucking aren't, don't gig that often, also aren't good at it. And for some reason, it's harder to tell somebody who's shy to stand up that they should stop, even though it can be for their own good. Because if you get somebody who's absolutely fucking abysmal and then tick a box. So I did a TV show in Scotland at the start of the year where they ticked so many boxes that there were more Asian women on the stand-up show than there was a percentage of Asian women in fucking Scotland. Right? Because they were ticking the BBC London boxes.
So, yeah. It
was which all- meant then they're getting fucking delusional open spots.
Yeah.
And going, we need you to be on this, so you're on TV. So the delusional open spot is now going, what am I going to wear on Live at the Apollo?
Yeah, I'll get my fucking sari out.
Right, so then this poor cunt is going to spend the next 3 years thinking, I've got a chance to get on that TV show. When in reality, they were just there to fill a fucking gap.
Yeah.
And then what happens to that person?
Well, you see that happen on a lot of various festivals where you're like, you go see a compilation show and you're like, you know,
when I seen it happen,
you're like, is she here because something? Or like, is he here because...
See, when we did Find Me the Funny,
you know,
that's exactly
he's one
what happened.
Of the few people of colour in Ireland. You know, it's like...
When we did Find Me the Funny, I swear to fuck, me, Shane Todd... No, me and Sean Haggerty went in auditions, right? And then Adam Lockman, then third, didn't get in, right? And the fourth person to go in, whose name I will not mention, was fucking dire, but got in because of a particular fucking storyline they wanted to feed. By the time that show went on TV, there were 14 fucking people on it.
I'm trying to think.
Two of us had done stand-up before, and the rest were, you fit a particular fucking build. Yeah. And then for the next 2 years, everybody that was on that fucking show was running about going, fucking such and such and Find Me the Funny, that's me. Can I gig here? And they were fucking dire.
I know, it's funny because...
The only other one that's still going is Aaron Butler, and he took fucking 6 years off to get over it.
And he's come back
and he's brilliant.
Better. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I actually told Aaron Butler he should never do stand-up again. He proved me wrong. So, but
it's funny. I mean, it's like, you know, I've talked about this before. Real fucking equality isn't nice. Do you know what I mean? Like, stand-up is that?
Yeah. Like, exactly. That's the thing.
Do you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, there are people like, you know, say you look at the owner or something, right? I'm trying to pick out, so, like, there's no fucking girls to pick from. And if there is, send me a message and a video link to your set. Right. That's how you get gigs globally. Instead of being like, he hasn't rang me. It's not your fucking fifth year formal. You got to ask for gigs. Like, I don't know you.
You need to knock the fucking door, don't we?
But then, Shane made a good point. Shane goes, I ask you for gigs. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, there you go.
There was a point where somebody was posting up all this stuff about, because I was going to write in, well, if it's the promoter's job to go and find comedians, how come none of you have approached me? Because I'm a very good comedian and I haven't done any of their nights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They haven't come and asked me to fucking...
Yeah, exactly. But it's, yeah, like, stand-up, yeah, that was the point I was going to make. Someone like Deona, who just started doing stand-up probably not that long ago, I can't remember how long, and is actually good.
Yeah.
So she gets spots.
Yeah, Teresa Livingston.
And there's loads of fucking people, and then even on the fellas... The likes of the McCarneys and whatever, Jordan Robinson, people who like started and were good straight away.
Aye.
And you get gigs. And there are people who have gigged that we both know for fucking years and never got better,
yeah.
Never changed their material. And guess what? They don't get gigs.
Yeah. And also,
you're fucking good,
there's just a certain level of toughen the fuck up.
It's the do some fucking work. You know that's what I mean? Thing. Turn up some gigs, write some material. Don't just sit at home like, I got a joke about my fucking vegan cat food.
There's so many people you see where like they get up on stage and their idea of comedy is literally going, so I was in work the day in the staff room and then Janine, who stole my milk last week. Like there's a lot of, you're going, you haven't done anything to that story to make it a bit or a joke or a show.
You actually don't.
You've literally got up and read your diary out.
You don't really.
Do you know what I mean? You,
it's almost like you don't know what stand-up is, because you know, like, if you're half good at it, you would watch it and go, oh, I like the way he did that, I could see that that's the setup, and then there's a bit of a fucking misdirection and there's the punchline, and then you go, I wonder what I could do that, you know, I'm gonna write about my stuff and I'm gonna do that. People just go, oh, that's just a person talking, and then you just talk, like, and then they're like, oh, why did my talking not get laughs?
But it's like the other side of it too, whenever we've both seen fucking guys who have maybe watched like Frankie Boyle or even Chubby Brown. Like sometimes we get called like
two of the best ever.
Like there'd be a lot of things thrown out. Oh, this is like a lads club and the fucking, and there might be some bullshit of like, it looks like a toxic environment. Then we see people that get up and go, they've seen Frankie Boyle and they go, so then I fucking stopped her.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da. And we go, get that cunt the fuck out of here.
And then I fucking ripped her.
He's creeping people out. He's never allowed back in here. You know what I mean? Like, it literally is a case of if you really want to do stand-up, you have to fucking really want to do it, and you have to be willing to give up a fucking ton of shit.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel
and,
nice.
And even when you're fucking smashing it, you're not always fucking happy. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no.
You wake up in the morning going, should I get a job? Should I get a fucking job?
Oh, you bastard. Yeah, it's fucking... Yeah, it's unpleasant. I talked about it the other week, finishing the tour in Armagh and just leaving the building. And you're like, even at that level, you know, you were like, fucking thing was sold out at the Fluid and feel great. But like, you come out the back and you put your stuff on and you get in your car and there's no one there to speak to you. And then you text people going, do you want to go to KFC? And no one responds to you. And you're like, well, I'm just going to drive a car into the fuck.
There's no business like show.
Like, you know, if you're talking about like, there's not enough. What are you looking for? You know what I mean? It's like, is that? Do you want to get there? Because that's about
that's as about good as lonely as it gets.
It's about as good as it gets in this country, and it's still shit. You know what I mean? Totally. So it's like, what are you
like,
doing?
If you watch that like dying laughing thing, and there's one of the who was on it where it's a black girl, and she's going, I've had situations where I'm in a hotel room with 10 grand on the bed, and I've nobody to phone.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I remember like the closest I've ever had to like a fucking rock and roll threesome was I had £500 and a pizza in the same room.
You roll it up and fuck
and I'm
it.
Still like, fuck, that was a good night.
Yeah. And it's fucking nuts like
in the wee show was all, oh, hello.
Because no wonder people fucking take coconut. It's like you were someone else's like entertainment and then you finish and then you go, what do I get?
Right.
I've had days like that where I'm just like, all of my energy was going out the way today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is anything coming back at me? You know?
Yeah.
And then you come home and it's like, you sterilized these bottles wrong. And you're like, I'm going to kill myself.
I totally won.
It's not that good a crack. Like, yeah. It's just you get so far down the road, you're like, well, I can't turn back now.
No. I remember, like, doing... I think I'd done the Fringe
one. I'm thinking about what I'm getting to eat after the SSE.
Aye.
That's what I'm thinking about right
now. Already? Yeah, definitely.
I'm literally like, could I get to that fucking Asian place?
I remember once, I'd been away for 5 weeks, right? Living with my ex-girlfriend. Done Edinburgh, so it was every night. You're going out, yeah, but then you're still going back to this wee fucking shitty flat by yourself. Like, I have to do this all again tomorrow.
Sad.
Then went, came home, did a bunch of gigs, did a massive show in Belfast. Well, not saying it was like the max, so it was as big as I'd done then. Drove the whole way back to Donegal, like climbed into bed, like I'm so fucking tired. It's been like 5 weeks of just fucking constantly gigging. Woke up in the morning, she was going to work and she went, can you please clean this house? It's a fucking disgrace. And I was like, you've been in it on your fucking own for a month and a half. I wasn't even fucking here.
I liked her too.
So did I.
Jokes.
No, we're joking, which is lovely. Good crack. Yeah, it's the fucking, like, Robin Williams fucking killed himself. Do you know what I mean? Fucking Richard.
Flubber too.
Richard Pryor set fire to himself. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Kevin Hart can't be trusted with a woman. Fucking, like, I'm thinking of the women one.
Not enough women Ellen in comedy. Ellen went
on queer, didn't you?
There's not enough women in comedy because they're fucking smart.
Exactly. They get out of it quick enough.
You know, all I have is negative thoughts.
There's so much of it. Like, watch Dying Laughing. See anybody that thinks about getting into stand-up, watch that Dying Laughing. And now, see the guy
throw the guy
crying because he died in his arse in front of Michael Jordan, and you're like, fuck
throw
me.
You know, throw a bunch of, these toxic lads that we're all mates with in a fucking green room, and there's no better crack in the world.
Oh my God, it's very funny.
I mean, it's like playing laser tag in a fucking phone box.
The thing the other night, there's like me, you, Shane, a guy with cerebral palsy, and a gay guy with a hair lip. What a night.
Oh, that was some crack, yeah.
Like, and all making fun of each other. All just
Jordan.
Fuck, forgot Jordan.
Fuck.
Yeah. And the thing about, like, but it's not even like, see any green room with a bunch of comedians. It's hysterical. Like, I was in the stand the other week and there was two women on. One of them had just had a baby. And there was a point where, like, their female toxicity comes out a wee bit, right? Where one of the girls was talking about how
all people are cunts. Stop giving totally, them names.
But I'm just like to fucking throw it back. The ones who think we're toxic. But one of the girls was like, said it was a nightmare because she's a newborn baby, and every time they go out for dinner or something, it's happened a bunch of times where people have like handed like a hot coffee over the baby or like handed a bowl of soup over the baby. The other female comedian went, "Is it always men doing it?" And she went, "Yeah, it is always men." And it's like men just seem to just not care. And I went, "Not care." I was like, "I fucking love handing soup over babies." And all of a sudden, it was like, ah, ha, 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 "Aren't we all fucking humans?"
Yeah,
it's not. It is like if. And here's another fucking thing as well. It's a generational thing, I think, because there's people, men, women, every fucking gender that they're starting comedy, come to a comedy club, do the wee 7 minute set, and fuck off home and don't watch anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, how do you think you're going to improve if you don't interact with everything that's going on around you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't sit and watch a fucking headliner and see how it's fucking done.
Yeah.
By every different headliner.
And even, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's like jiu-jitsu where it's like, oh, that guy's a black belt. But then it's like, is he like, just got his black belt because he did it for 20 years?
Yeah.
Or is he like, you know, ADCC world champion? Do you know what I mean? It's like within the fucking headliners, there's headliners.
Exactly. I remember sitting one night with an open spot talking to me while Damo Clark was on stage, and I was like, this is the reason you're never going to go any further than 7 minutes.
Shut your fucking mouth, will you?
Just stop fucking talking to me, because I'm trying to watch him. Do you know what I mean? Like,
watch this mental Australian talk about fucking...
But he's one of the
using
best.
Using his fat baby as a doorstep.
I still think the funniest... See that bit he has about, like, when you're, like, his baby waking up in the car seat crying? He's like, if you went to sleep in the arms of someone you loved... I'd woke up, strapped to a seat, going 100 miles an hour down the motorway, facing the wrong way, you'd shit yourself to
I remember, what was the bit he was talking about? Everyone's obsessed with you having a heavy baby. He said, what are you going to do with it? Fucking prop him on the door? Fucking like...
He's brilliant.
I know. He's one of them guys where, like, it's so fucking high-paced. I'm like, I don't even know what he just said there for 40 fucking minutes. I was like, what?
It's just fucking
intense. Like. But there you have it.
That's all the
We'll wrap this up very shortly. 2020, New Year's resolutions, what do you reckon?
AFFX, definitely.
Are you going to quit driving for Arlene Foster or what?
Well, I'm going to quit driving for her, but I want to keep bucking her.
Imagine her bucking you, like.
I can't.
Oh, God, Jesus, bark, bark, bark.
Just probably something like that.
What the what?
Why did you come?
Yeah.
What must her downstairs look like?
Is it, did I hear she's suing some fucking embarrassing bodies doctor guy? Because he retweeted something? We should probably delete this bit just in case.
Fucking eat my ass. Delete what?
I'm only saying, I'm a wee joke.
Christian fucking, what's his name?
Christian, apparently she's suing him for, because he retweeted.
I feel like suing him because he's the worst fucking haircut I've ever seen in my life.
That's a bad haircut now. Is that plugs, you think?
My nose is switchy. Is it plugs? It better not be fucking plugs. What's his name?
Christian, is it Jensen?
Dr. Christian.
There he is.
Jason. Bro, absolutely.
That's not too bad in a wee side shape, but he's got the middle one going, you're like, mate.
Yeah, that's not bad, but the fucking curtains were desperate. Like, fucking desperate. Now he's so gay. He's so gay and in shape, though.
You would, oh, without a doubt. That's a lovely looking man. That. Fucking look at the six pack in that cunt. Jesus,
he's in good nick. He's one of those like American Psycho level gays. Yeah, where he's like
American Psycho level doctor, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, threatened legal action. I will sue you, you bastard. It's funny that the fucking...
I love that photo over there. It looks like she's going... She's auditioning for The Apprentice. Yeah. I'm Arlene. I like fucking boilers.
It's funny, like, the you know, carpet bombing of fucking slagging she gets, and she seems to be like, tell you who's going to get it fucking tight.
Ollie is...
the fucking doctor of...
Do you know who the fuck I am? Mrs. Foster, someone made fun of your haircut again. Well, close down a hospital then.
Yeah.
See how they like it.
You drive the... let me see this. What's this? Is this the best vital video of the decade? I can't click it. I can't...
Is this one of the ones you have to follow? Barry's banter bus?
Not Barry's banter bus. Someone sent me a video earlier and they were like, play it. And it was just fucking... Where the fuck is it? It was just a... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, piss off. It was just a guy in a hotel room with, like, a naked black girl on the bed, who I dare say was a problem. And, what's this?
Had you just seen that fucking smack me in the gob of it?
Yeah. No, get it in the gob.
Get in the gob.
Now, that's where the crack was coming from. Because we were there with, you know, a guy with Down syndrome. Cerebral palsy and a gay man. And we're like, do you like getting it in the gob? Yeah, your woman was just like, fucking get it in the gob. Couldn't wait for the cock. No, I'm not clicking that because I know what that is.
What
it's,
is it?
It's that fucking weirdo that was on the internet that like shit in a sandwich and then fucking
what?
Edit.
Oh.
I'm not clicking.
Do you know what? Right, I've been sent stuff like that and I always think, who found it first? It's like that Don't Fuck With Cats. We're supposed to talk about that, but we didn't. But
and we can still talk about it.
Like, where do you go to fucking stumble across something like that?
Man, you're just moving in those circles, you know what I mean?
Dort
circles?
Absolute dort circles.
Have you any resolutions to ask you?
Aye, I'm going to try and quit smoking.
Quit smoking.
And back in the gym. Also, I'm going to say this on the podcast just to see if anybody's up for it, or if anybody thinks they'd pay for it. The idea of comedians fucking boxing for charity. 2 2-minute rounds, not that big a deal. Bit of crack. We all get a wee bit of training, bit of healthy. Do it about June time.
I think it'd be
if you're
much...
listening to the podcast and you think you would go to watch it, message me and I'll start asking boys who wants to do it. You can't play. You're too big and strong. You can be a ring girl.
I think it would be much safer if you did like...
Of course you'd say much safer. Go and do grappling. Just do something you're already good at.
I'll not do it, but...
It's not going to be...
What do you want, brain damage?
It's not going to be as entertaining if there's fucking 12 out-of-shape fat comedians just laying on top of each other breathing. It's going to be very funny watching us try
and
to
punch
each other.
And you think boxing's going to be much better?
Like, nobody...
Someone's going to throw a punch, dislocate their elbow.
Have you seen... It's a good point, eh? No one's getting a head injury. Put it that way, right? Like, nobody's... Do you know what I mean? Like, the only person who's going to get a head injury will be Aaron McCann trying to put a helmet on.
Right? Trying to get out of the changing room.
Whoever tries to fucking put Vaseline on McCann's eyebrows, that's the one who's going to be like, I'm knackered. I'm up here 2 weeks.
Pass me that squeegee.
Sammy, give us that ladder up.
What am I?
To do the ah one.
Yeah, what? New Year's resolutions. I think I'd like to just do the things that I have the ideas for.
Aye.
That's my resolution. I'm just going to be like, I had a great idea and actually just fucking do it right away instead of just fucking sitting on it.
Aye. What about a live podcast in the year? Do you fancy doing it?
I am awaiting dates.
Oh, lovely.
So yeah, they're in.
In motion.
I was supposed to get them a while ago. They're supposed to be like quarterly.
Aye.
And then I was asked to do the podcast festival, and I decided not to, because I just do it my fucking self. Won't I?
Oh. Your podcast, that's what we
after
say?
All these fucking years, who else have we got to rely on? Other than myself, Arlene Foster and Mickey Bart.
Thank you. Lean on me.
This is a tube. Full of CBD.
Is it?
Oh. But it looks like shit.
And you just spray it
in? Put it under your tongue and it stinks. But it works a wee bit. Like, it makes you feel nice.
No, I have a wee spray one.
I always notice it working because you take it and you go warm.
Aye.
You go, like, really warm, like you just got out of the bath. But if you have any aches and pains, it feels very nice now.
And the one I got is actually only from, like, Holland and Bart, and even that was decent.
Yeah. Let's talk about these cats, though.
What?
The cats.
Oh, the don't fuck with cats?
Yeah, we've got 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Aye. Wild one.
Fucking Jesus.
Anyway, Happy New Year.
All I could think was, where do you get vacuum packs? But like, what a fucking psychopath.
Oh my God.
But do you ever watch things like that, and like the level of creativity and genius, you're like, why didn't you use that for something good? Like, why are you making these people chase you around the world because you kill a fucking cat? Be honest with you, didn't quite give a fuck.
Do you know what I could think about was,
kill as many cats as you want.
I was like, where's he getting the money?
Yeah,
like, where the fuck is he getting the money?
Oh, he's in fucking, he's in Russia, and then he's here, and then he's in back in America, and you're like,
because I started to go like, although was he a male escort? Is that where he's getting the cash from?
Yeah,
because there was a point where I started thinking about
cock.
I started thinking about, like, there's no Kevin Spacey in Seven.
Yeah,
so just like, he's independently wealthy. You're like, is he getting all the money? Is he still alive? I haven't Googled anymore. Actually, to be honest. Want to watch it again.
By the way, this is people in Australia who just kill feral cats. Fire at will. They just kill as many as they can. Around. Sorry, what was the dude's name again? Fucking Rock.
Luca. It'll come up straight away. Look up with a K, won't it?
Luca Mungata.
Yeah. Mungata.
I was talking about this last week. What about Sharon Stone, bro?
Oh, here. Fucking forget about it.
Forget about it.
She's my fucking mago. What do you call that? Mago. What do you call her?
Magaloaf.
What do you call their girlfriends again? My goma. Yeah, it's a group, isn't it?
Sharon Stone.
Don't
base
you fucking goma.
Motherfucker, yo.
Where is it?
I know what her face looks like. Well, I'm just going to not be too beat around the bush here, literally. I'm just going to write bush.
I might have to fart.
Go ahead.
That is pure excitement.
Yeah, she's hot as fuck, bro, isn't she?
She's class. But, yeah, stunning, like.
Very beautiful and timeless.
And a fucking brilliant actor. Like, see in Casino, you hate her.
Yeah, she's a bitch in Casino. What about if you watch, talk about toxic masculinity? What about whenever Joe Pesci? Imagine you tried that. Imagine you just woke up out of a coma and you're like, the first thing you watched was Casino and you're like, okay, motherfucker. And you're just walking around the streets, grabbing people by the head and be like, suck my dick.
Stabbing people with pens and all.
You call my friend a faggot.
fucking shit kicking, dirty stickman, you motherfucker, you.
I'm going to try and watch Casino tonight. It's one of my favorite films ever.
I love it. In fact,
just because it's like,
have you seen The Irishman?
Fuck off.
It's nowhere near as good as Casino.
I couldn't even get through it.
Unpopular Casino, in my opinion, better than Goodfellas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. See all the Scorsese movies. You know, you can see the Scorsese style.
Aye.
You know, you'd be like, that's definitely Scorsese. And you're watching Irishman, you're like, it's kind of gangstery, whatever. It looks a bit Scorsese. Casino is the most Scorsese film. Like, all the fucking dolly shots and everything. Like,
Wolf of Wall Street as well. Yeah, I watched it the other night. I was like, fuck, I forgot how good this was.
And then The Departed went a bit nuts with the fucking cameras and stuff. But just, you know, like, Goodfellas is a bit dated, maybe. But Casino was, like, the perfect time.
Aye.
When it looks fucking
it's
brilliant.
Fucking brilliant. Then, it's that like, you fucking me again, I'll bury you in the desert, you fucking Jew. There's no, you fucking Jew, you fucking Jew, Jew, you.
Head is in a vice, Anthony.
Oh,
you made me
so
squeeze your fucking head for that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I want to ride Sharon Stone.
But even the bit, no, like,
her nice still.
She's, oh, she's gorgeous, like. But no, the bit, even too, whenever Joe Pesci, because even though you fucking hate him, he's a bad cunt. The bit where they start beating his brother to death, and he's going, "Please stop hitting him." You're like, "Oh fuck!"
Oh, he can act like a motherfucker. Remember this dirty bastard here? Have you ever seen Showgirls?
Oh, why?
I'm pretty sure when I was 12, when they're pulling
I watched that. Me and Billy Kirkwood watched it. No, you saw that podcast. Watch bad movies with good comedians
with a boner. Yeah,
but there's a bit in it where she comes in with her, like, with no top on, and she's definitely got lipstick on her nipples because they're a completely different color.
No, that's the part.
Was it the whole sexy
she's,
bit?
She's like, lick it off, and then she kills that dude. Yeah.
Oh right, I wasn't paying. I think I came and fell asleep.
I'll give you a show, Garrett. Like, we don't change the fucking Burj Khalifa.
I'll give you a show, girls. That's seeing that fucking cut out in Extra Vision. Have you seen that new movie, I'll Give You a Show, Girls?
It's fucking class.
Who said it? Sharon Stone.
It's a J-R-M. Sharon. Have you seen the Moulin Rouge?
Who said it? Michael Stone.
Michelle Stone. Oh, fuck my ass.
Seen that new movie, Assex Instinct? She has been a PE teacher.
Assex Instinct. I mean, you don't wash them. Right, there she is there with the red nips.
Aye.
She's not as fucked up. She was in Saved by the Bell, bro. Indeed. And then the next minute, she's just at the side of the pool with the dude from Sex and City.
Aye, the old splashy burn.
Aye, fucking right. Would you...
Yours are good, and do you remember Wild Things?
Look at... See this era... Where you get these like early 90s tits and
big
all.
Fake, big bad fake ones.
Absolutely my favourite look of all time. Do you know what I mean? Love it.
Big fake rubies.
You don't even get fucking tits that shape anymore.
Aye.
They were banana tits. Look at her, like.
that fucking
yoga in the back there.
Although we spent 15 minutes defending toxic masculinity, now we're both have a wank in the same room.
So what? You know what I mean?
Me in the fucking eyes, mate.
They weren't dishing out podcasts and we got one. Do your own fucking podcast and talk about cock all night. Let me tell you something that's fresher cock been talking about as well.
I think Maureen's Ma's Home of Your Son. That's a proper 90s one, isn't it? Is that 80s? Would that be 80s?
No, that's 90s. That's a bit much, though, isn't it, really? I mean, absolutely. You know, sometimes you're like, I'd rather maybe not see the vagina.
You just put that away.
If you're going to howl it open, like a fucking, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Anyway, class.
No, deadly.
Happy New Year, guys, and enjoy yourselves, and fucking...
If we're finishing this now, it's going to take me 20 minutes to stand up, if that's right. Wait till this fucking thing dies down here.
This whole route. 90s tits. Let's start another side podcast, 90s tits.
90s tits. I just...
How did I get through that? I got letters from all over the world.
Did they get you? You know what I mean?
Speaking of... Because Johnny Durr's head looks like a 90s tit.
Right. Happy New Year, guys. We'll see you next week when it's 2020.
So I'll see you next year, Colin.
Class. I'm going to turn this off now, and the sidecast will be up on the Patreon, because me and Mickey are going to ask her some questions. Oh. And we've only 18 minutes left in the card, so it'll be 18 minutes long. You know what I mean?
How it is?
Squeeze me off.
Bye.